Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is my distinct honor to be here for the opening of Cobra Gold 2017. Thank you very much, General Surapong, for your leadership and hard work in putting together this impressive event. You have made us all feel welcome. Thailand's hospitality is legendary, and I know all of us here today, guests of your great kingdom, would agree that the Royal Thai Armed Forces are fully living up to that legend. And thank you, Admiral Harris, for coming to Thailand to join this ceremony today. Your visit is a testament to the importance of this exercise and to the enduring commitment of the United States to the security and prosperity of Southeast Asia and the broader Asia-Pacific region. I'd like to extend a warm welcome to full participating nations Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, Singapore, and South Korea. To those partner nations joining the multinational planning augmentation team, to the observer nation delegations, and to the People's Republic of China and the Republic of India, who join us in conducting humanitarian civic action projects in Nakhon Ratchasima. This is my second year participating in Cobra Gold. I had the honor to take part in the exercise last year, and I learned then how truly indispensable it is. This is the 36th Cobra Gold. Like the 10-generation-long U.S.-Thai friendship from which it arose, Cobra Gold has a long history and deep roots. But Cobra Gold has never been about the past. It is forward-looking and cutting-edge, geared toward addressing 21st century security challenges. With nearly 30 nations participating, Cobra Gold brings together countries from every corner of the region and beyond to strengthen joint cooperation and collaboration, increasing our collective ability to plan and conduct combined joint operations and improve interoperability so that when there is a crisis, we can work together and solve it. I want to stress cooperation and collaboration today because in this new century, we all face many difficult and complex challenges that no single country can solve alone. As America's new Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, said recently, no nation is secure without friends. We are all here today because we understand that we cannot prevent every problem, every natural disaster, or every disease outbreak. While we cannot do that, we can and we must do everything possible to prepare for, mitigate, and to tackle these challenges. The only way to succeed is to work together. Only through cooperation and collaboration can we keep our people safe. That is what Cobra Gold is all about, coming together and helping each other prepare to jointly meet emerging regional and global challenges. So we look forward to the exercises over the next 10 days. With activities ranging from combined maneuvers to non-combatant evacuation and humanitarian civic action, Cobra Gold prepares participant countries for multilateral operations such as enhancing maritime security, preventing and mitigating disease threats, and responding to large-scale natural disasters. Through collaboration and cooperation, Cobra Gold also builds relationships among participating nations and among our dedicated servicemen and women. This aspect of the exercise, the building of relationships, may not always get the attention it deserves. We build institutional relationships among the participating governments, military services, and units, but equally important, we build personal relationships, working with, talking to, and learning about each other. The relationships you make here could, in the future, pay dividends in ways we can't imagine today. You can be the next link in a chain of cooperation and friendship that reaches back, in the case of the United States and Thailand, nearly two centuries. Over that time, our countries have found ways to work together to overcome many threats and challenges. But just look at what all of our countries have done together. The nations standing here today have fought side by side in battlefields across the world. We've worked together after tragedies such as the December 2004 tsunami, the Great East Japan earthquake, Typhoon Haiyan, and the April 2015 earthquake in Nepal. By relieving the suffering of those affected by natural disasters, we strengthened our bonds and promoted the security and stability of this region. Cobra Gold is at the center of these efforts and ensures our future successful collaboration when disaster strikes or when our security is threatened. The United States is proud to join our partner, the Kingdom of Thailand, in co-hosting Cobra Gold, the crown jewel of our enduring bilateral alliance and a symbol of America's unwavering commitment to the peace and prosperity of both the kingdom and the region. We stand with the Kingdom of Thailand, as we have for 10 generations. We look forward to Thailand's return to strengthened, sustainable democratic system so the country and our alliance can reach its full potential. But today, I want to stress our thanks to the kingdom and to its people for their generosity and their hospitality. We stand with them as they mourn the great King Rama IX, under whose reign Cobra Gold began, and we congratulate King Rama X on his ascension to the throne. Let me end by saying again how honored I am to be here with you and how proud all the American participants are to be part of this, the most important multilateral exercise in this dynamic and vital region. Thank you all very much for your tireless efforts, which I am confident will make Cobra Gold 2017 a great success. Kapkumakrap Sawatikran.